Last time we talked with Research New Zealand's Emmanuel Kalafatelis, it was to announce his findings on the referendum questions in September on the end-of-life choice bill and cannabis legislation and control. And support has softened for allowing euthanasia, but it's still very strong. Support for legalising cannabis, much less so. It's 43-39 at the moment, from memory, what Research New Zealand regards as too close to call. And there'll be another poll on those two issues pre-election, and we will bring that to you. This week, it's the general issue of trust and confidence in our parliamentarians and elected representatives compared with other jobs and professions in society. And we heard Sarah Dowie earlier this morning, land-based journalist. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Jim.
You sought the opinions of New Zealanders of voting age. So who did you ask them about, and what did you ask them?
As we've done in the past, we've asked them to rate their trust and confidence in a number of occupations and professions, and we've called members of parliament one of those. And in addition to members of parliament, we've also asked about the general public's trust and confidence in around about 10 other types of professions and occupations.
And you have a rating system. Can you explain that?
We take the percentage of people who have given us either a 7, 8, 9, or 10 rating. We regard that as them telling us that they've got trust and confidence in the occupation or the profession.
Okay. That's pretty simple, actually, and it's a pretty simple indication. So what did you find?
We found that what we could do is, first of all, group our professions and occupations into two groups, the emergency professions and occupations. These are the ones that we would turn to if there was an event of some sort. We're talking about the fire service, the ambulance service, doctors and nurses, the police, in that particular group.
Okay. Did anyone else sneak into the upper echelons?
Just school teachers, 65%.
Okay.
They just sneak through.
That's an interesting ranking. The police coming in a wee bit behind doctors and nurses and ambulance and fire service. There's a gap.
Yeah, there's a bit of a gap there, isn't there?
So all those people are still held in high esteem, basically.
Yes, they are, definitely.
There are people who aren't so much.
No, they're not. I'm pleased that we started at the top, Jim. So let's look at the lower group. Members of Parliament and local council members are the two occupations or professions, if you like, that recorded the least trust and confidence at 22%.
Mm.
So that contrasts with the fire service and the ambulance service at 89%.
Yeah.
It's a big gap. Perhaps not surprising, given the sort of people that become members of parliament or become representatives at local government level, and what they're involved in and what they have to do.
Okay, local council members, members of parliament, don't rate well. And above them, but still not rating well?
Yes, above them, but still not rating well. At 35%, people who work for government, so that's public servants. And just below 50%, at 43%, we've got lawyers.
How about journalists?
Oh, I wanted to avoid that, Jim.
It's very gracious of you.
We wouldn't call you a journalist, would we?
I'm not sure if that's abuse or not, Emmanuel.
Okay, well, members of parliament, local council members were at 22, and unfortunately journalists were at 23.
Okay.
Third place from the bottom.
So journalists, local council members, members of the parliament, they're the scapegoats for a lot of our unhappiness. In the UK, MPs aren't regarded well either, and over there, nurses are viewed most favourably, and dentists are trusted to tell you the truth most. And I noticed the New Statesman called this the end of trust in our political class. It is not as bad here, but these are not good results for a democracy, really, even though you expected them.
That's right. And, you can be philosophical about this. As I said before, it's the nature of the job, but at the same time, we did elect them to represent us and represent our best interests, if you like. So it's a bit of a slap in the face when we rate our trust and confidence in them at only 22%.
Yeah, okay. the COVID question, because you were interested in whether anyone's stocks improved during the emergency response.
That's right. The groups, if you like, that were right at the top, and when I say right at the top, they got a contribution rating of 86%, were frontline medical staff who did the testing and also hospital staff. Both of them got 86%, as I said.
To be expected, of course, but we also looked and may continue to look at supermarket staff in a new light.
Yes, that's right, particularly given their pay rates and what have you. And we decided that we would add them to this list, and perhaps surprisingly, certainly of surprise to me, was the fact that they came in at third place at 79%. 79% of our respondents thought that they had made a significant contribution to keeping the infection rate low.
Even ahead of the police, which is interesting, although the police still rated well.
Yeah, well, they came in at 77%, so they're not that far behind. And I guess the good news is, if you like, that the team of 5 million came in at 74%. You might say to yourself, well, why isn't that closer to 100%? But I think the fact that we've got a result of 74% just simply reflects the fact that, you know, we had a number of escapees who didn't particularly help the situation.
Yes. Emmanuel, your summation of what you found.
The main point I'd like to make is that the result for members of parliament at 22% reflects results that we've got in the past, at least 10 to 15 years of polling. And what we're seeing is no improvement in the general public's trust and confidence at all. And particularly given some of the things that have been happening in the lead up to this year's general election in terms of resignations and dismissals even, the idea of a code of conduct for parliamentarians may in fact be a good idea.
Its time has come.
Mm.
Nice to have your research and your views on that, Emmanuel Kalafatelis. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.